Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we're going to get an update on DZ's knee because it's not good.
No, it isn't.
He's going to need surgery on his bum knee, but... you can give a little update and then tell us what the Am I the Jerk is, because it involves something that's happening with the surgery and your wife, right?
Well, it's kind of related, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say that I do have to get surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunately going to be a surgery that's going to take an extensive amount of time to heal fully,
mm-hmm.
right? Will I be able to move around and walk soon after surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in a lot of pain without mobility and using crutches,
mm-hmm.
right? I got to get a fix, man. I got to get my knee figured out, and it's not the surgery I was kind of thinking or hoping I was going to get,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to get there. That being said, this surgery is going to take me out for a while from being able to do normal things like taking care of my kids,
mm-hmm.
picking up more than 10, 20 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and they both exceed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also,
it's like you're having a C-section.
I'm having a C-section.
But you're having a knee surgery.
Of the knee.
Yeah.
And this even involves doing the home projects, bro. Now, one of the major home projects that we wanted to do was tear up the carpet in our living room,
mm-hmm.
right? That mm-hmm. was going to happen this summer. We were going to get rid of the boys, and that was going to be one of our, like, oh, weekend projects.
Yeah.
Send them to my mom, send them to my mother-in-law's,
mm-hmm.
whichever. They were going to grandma somethings.
That you were
going to
send them away. I get it. You have a whole big plan for the summer.
No, now we don't. Now
why not? Because of the surgery.
And now I'm bothered because the surgery
yeah.
is now making it so I can't do any of that.
Yeah.
Guess who still is? My wife done taking it upon herself to enlist our friends
mm-hmm.
to now still rip up the carpet, man.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
What's the problem?
I'm annoyed.
Why?
Because now I don't get to do my own little home projects, and they're going to be sitting there doing all the things. Now, I'm not a micromanager, but I do like to make sure that things are done the way that I would like if I'm the one taking care of it. If it's my money, my house, my things, I want it done my way.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Are you sure you would have done it this summer?
Yes.
Are we sure it's going to get done this summer?
We were going to do
it. Is this one of those, I'm going to do it, and then you don't actually do it?
We had the plans to do it last summer. And
this
then
is what I'm talking about. This is what I do with my house. I'm like, I'm doing it.
And then another summer goes. Everything happened with my wife, and that derailed.
In August. Mm-hmm.
That was literally going to happen. And then that was no longer the case, right? So we were going, great. Now this summer, for
we're
sure.
We're
going
to do the carpet.
Great. Now my wife's going, just you being down and out don't mean we're stopping another summer of doing these house projects. I'm enlisting our friends. And now, am I really upset? No.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd be happy everybody's doing my stuff for me.
I'm annoyed,
you're just having the control freak moment.
I'm annoyed, though. And I mm-hmm. guess my wife did look at me and go, no, you're being a jerk right now because our friends want to help and take care of our house. And I'm mm-hmm. going, no, but it is my house. It is our home. These are things that you and I
let
have talked about and wanted to do. Now I feel like it's being taken from me in a moment where I don't really have a choice. I don't have a say-so. Y'all just going to be working around me. I'm sitting here laid up, can't bend a dang knee.
I think it's great. I think it's great. Whatever. I don't think you were going to do it anyway. I think it's great.
It was happening.
DZ wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad his wife is going to do a home project without him while he's unable to move after knee surgery this summer.
You keep saying it wasn't going to happen, but
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying you never. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying we had the plan set up to do it. Now my knee surgery takes me out of these plans, and my friends are still going to do this with my wife.
I'm just saying you were going to have a third baby and then tear up the carpet? You guys are out of your minds.
That carpet is absolutely atrocious to us. There was no choice in that. Yeah. We both are heavily disgusted.
Tearing up carpet's a nightmare, by the way.
Exactly. Ugh. So we were both going to be hands-on. My dad was going to come up. We were about to do the whole thing, right? Like, this was something that had been in the works for so long.
It all went down.
Except it didn't go down. Yeah. I went down. Now I'm down and out, and my wife is still going, yeah, we still tearing up the carpet.
We still need to get rid of this carpet.
Bruh.
It's the carpet that was in there when you bought that house. Mm-hmm. Oh, ickity ick.
They had cats before us. Oh, we had pets. God. And you know that carpet didn't get washed the way it needed to get washed.
Hell no.
Come on.
Well, carpet's just, I have carpet, but carpet gets nasty.
And there's beautiful wood floors underneath.
Oh. Beautiful. Well, then it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect for them to do. Not me no more, man. I'm annoyed. Am I the jerk?
Somebody said you're getting a knee section, not a C section.
I'm getting a knee BL.
Oh, hey! Somebody said DZ's not the jerk. I like things my way. What if he hates it? Now it's going to cause more when he redoes it.
You're not wrong.
But he's saving money on all of the labor that his friends are doing for him. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. Whatever.
Is DZ the jerk for being mad at his wife for doing a home project without him because he is going to be laid up? 414-533-1037. I think you just need to let it go. You can still boss people around.
I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to be an overseer.
It's your house. Yeah. Well, it's your house. What else are you going to do? Who's going to do it?
Did you get that nail? Did you get that nail?
Who else is going to do it? Aaron?
No, she's going to be working.
See? Betty in Waukesha said, DZ, you're not the jerk. I 100% understand and hate when people touch my projects. Control freak, or do I just like things the way I like things? Not the jerk. Do you, babe?
You know what I'm saying? But then we got to derail it a whole nother year because this surgery is going to take me months to be fully back from. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do anything like that for a good while.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we do derail it, it is a next summer project again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, I'm stuck, but I am a little bothered.
Is DZ the jerk for being mad at his wife? She's doing a home project without him. I think it's funny that she's like, we're doing it without you.
You would think it's funny.
Goodbye. We'll talk to you next.
I didn't tell you the next part. I'll tell you next.
What's the next part? Well, how are we going to say if you're the jerk or not if there's more?
Because she done hit up our friends and was like, y'all want to tick Dan off? Y'all want to annoy Daniel? Y'all want to bother DZ?
Oh, well, if she's intentionally trying to annoy you, then yeah, she's the jerk.
I was trying to leave that part out, but what now? What y'all say now?
Oh, now you're trying to fix it.
Now I'm trying to be nice.
No, they're trying to help you. You chill out and let them fix things.
Gloves are off.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Special guest has called in to be one of the three callers on Am I the Jerk today. So hold on for it.
Tell me it's not my wife.
It's not your wife.
Oh, phew.
But she did text in and said, you're a jerk.
She texted you privately, didn't
she? People said, what knee surgery is DZ having? Hold on. We're going to tell you about it. Just hold on. But DZ has to have a knee surgery, and it's happening this summer.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that more, but at the end of May, probably.
Probably, maybe. Who knows?
And now your wife and your friends are going to pull out the carpet and replace it, which is something you had been planning to do, and now you're mad.
The last two summers, and not obviously last summer was derailed because my wife literally almost died, right? If you don't know what happened, we were expecting a child. She had a uterine rupture. She lost a lot of blood, almost passed. We weren't able to save the baby. Ergo, we weren't able to rip up the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this summer, I got to have knee surgery that was unfortunately unforeseen, also derailing our plans even further.
Right. You've had two summers in a row. It's been a hell of a summer, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gabby in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Gabby. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope him telling everyone his trauma did not fix your answer here, because it is DZ the jerk for being mad his wife's ripping up the carpet when he can't.
Right.
He's trying to fix it by telling all the trauma. Just so you know.
It's okay. I still love you, DZ. It's okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
But
All right, tell me first.
Gabby?
No, be real.
Okay, so I'm actually going to let my 6-year-old tell you.
Okay.
Baby, go ahead, tell him. Is he the jerk, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, why you gonna fake me out with that? Yep.
Because that she doesn't feel as bad when a 6-year-old tells you you're a jerk.
I don't. Because
she doesn't like that word.
I don't like. Okay, in this scenario, I don't necessarily think it's a jerk. I think it's you're having a little control issues.
Okay.
But it's also the fact that it's a house project. Those, no matter what goes on in the summer, there's something that's gonna come up, and it's gonna take that time away.
So it's a project.
I got 3 kids. I have a whole bunch of summer projects that I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Right.
It's going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Same,
take
girl, same.
Help. Let your wife and the friends help.
Okay.
You got to think of it from the wife's point of view. She's thinking, my man's down for the count.
Right.
I'm going to do something that's going to make both of us feel better in the long run.
I have to read a text.
Ooh, hold on.
Look at you buffing that out for me.
Gabby.
Wow.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, think about it.
Think about it.
Teddy in Shorewood texted and he said, not the jerk, DZ. You have the right to be anxious about how it will turn out. When I was getting a haircut, I was scared of how it would turn out. After I saw how it turned out, I had a right to be sad.
No, see? See, man, and this is our first home. If we were like house flippers, if we were doing things all the time, like this is our first time doing all of these things.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to rip up that carpet.
Well, that makes one of us,
as
boy.
Corny as it is.
Yeah.
I am so excited to hire somebody.
I can't wait. I remember hating it as a kid. Now that I bought my own house, let's rip up the carpet.
Go.
Yay!
Well, Gabby,
I just
says
had a carpet clean and I'm over it.
Bye, Gabby. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Christina's in Milwaukee. We haven't talked to her in a long time.
Christina.
She's on bed rest, poor thing.
Oh, snap.
She's having a baby in August. She's supposed to be on bed rest since February.
She ain't taking no shots.
We'll take a shot after you have the baby. Hey, Christina. Hi.
I started having other medical issues not related to the pregnancy right before I got pregnant, so I had stopped drinking, and then boom.
And then boom.
And then surprise!
Wepa.
Well, Christina, is DZ the jerk for being mad his wife's going to do a home project without him this summer?
Be honest.
No, because I would be annoyed as well, especially if it was something that I was wanting to do. But also, when my house is messy or tore up, or there's something that needs to be done, I do not want people in my house. I don't care how close I am to you. I don't care how much I love you. Do not come to my house.
Don't come to the crib.
But now you're on bed rest. You're going through the same thing DZ's going to go through where he can't get up. And are you?
I don't listen to bed.
Come on. All right, Christina, your bad advice. Goodbye.
Appreciate you. Much love. Feel better.
I don't listen to the doctor.
She said the doctor bed rest. I'm up right now. What
Girl,
you mean?
I'm at work.
Well, their dad's schedule switched at work too. So he's gone for almost 12 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm with 4 kids by myself.
That's
so
she's like the flight deck over there making you over there move this way. Well, Christina, we hope it goes quick for you and you feel better.
Seriously.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
good to hear from you. We love you.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Ray in Port texted and he said, take the help or you'll be doubly judged if she waits for you to do it.
Y'all really think so?
I don't know, but we had a special request. Somebody texted in during What Would DZ Do and said, where's Santino been, the regular? And I'm like, he's around.
Who's Santino?
Stop it. He is on the phone. He heard the call. Actually, his wife heard the call and told him. Hey. So the wifey,
good morning.
Hey. The wifey heard it, huh? She heard the shout out earlier.
Yeah, she heard the shout out on her way to work and shouted me out. And I'm like, I'm like, baby, I call every day. Like, you don't get it. I'm like, you look at my call log, there's 40 calls. I'm like, beep.
You got through today, Santino. You're in.
He's saying we got the juice, man. Mm-hmm. Slight, bro. We love you, man.
And it's split down the middle.
I love you too, DZ, but hold up, dog. You just said, who's Santino? Who's Santino?
Chill out.
I'm about to tell you.
Papi, I was joking. I was joking, Papi. Come on, Papi.
Tell him, Santino.
It's
give it to him.
Santino, it's me.
Give it to him, Santino.
Papi, it's me, Santino.
Stop trying to fix it, DZ. Go, Santino.
You the jerk, bro.
Ah, son. All right. Whatever.
Hey, listen, man. You got a good woman at home. My wife did the same thing. I had to go to basketball practice.
Aww.
And next thing you know, I come home and the dining room carpet's already pulled up. I thought I was going to do when I get home.
Oh, snap.
But go Leslie.
On point.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, when they want to do it, hey, DZ, just take it as appreciation of how much she loves you and respects that you are doing so much for your family that she wants to take the pressure off you in the time of need.
Hey, shut up, man. I'm going to cry, dog. Don't be spending it like that,
and
man.
And you got kids
cry.
In the background going, hi.
I know, hi. And then I'm thinking of my kids, hi. Oh man, Lord. Santino, forget
See?
You, dog.
He's like a woman on her period. Chill out right now. He's very
emotions.
Emotional.
Too many emotions.
Guess what?
Santino.
You could have the baby sitting on your lap, both of them.
No, I
they
can't.
They could be sitting there as you looking at the family and everybody doing things. Like, hey, man, you missed a nail. You got to get that up, bro.
Y'all get that corner? You got to go get that.
In fact, by the end, they're all going to hate him. That's Ooh. What's really going to happen. He's Ooh. Mad at them. They're all going to be mad at him by the end of this because he's going to be bossing everybody around.
Maybe I do get to be the project lead on this.
You're the project manager.
Yeah. I'm the overseer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but DZ, but it's good to just sit back, man. Just relax. Man, you got to get yourself right.
Yeah.
If they can do it, it's not going to take that long. It didn't take long. It took us a while because we're... Honey, I'm talking on the phone.
She said, baby, stop
Every
it.
Parent can relate to that,
Boy.
Man. They don't want to talk to us till we're on the phone, do they?
And then they want the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hi, hey, youngins, we love you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Even though your daddy called me the jerk.
I swear they never want my attention till I'm busy. But anyway, okay, well, Santino says you're the jerk.
And that makes me the jerk.
Quick question. Quick question, DZ. Are you keeping hardwood or are you going with another flooring?
We got hardwood underneath, so we're keeping the hardwood, man. We got to match that up. It's the original floor, and
you
it's
know
beautiful.
What? I asked the same question. Thank you, Santino. Off the air. So I'm saying, is this like the what everybody wants to know? Good call on that question, Santino.
No, we're keeping, yeah.
We're keeping the hardwood underneath, and getting rid of the carpet.
Getting rid of the carpet completely. It's the only carpet that isn't in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
The basement's a whole other issue just
Whatever.
Because there's asbestos tiles, old houses. You know what I'm talking about. That's different. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Upstairs, that's the beautiful original hardwood floors that the original owner who we bought the house from chose to cover up.
You got one of them old Bayview houses, so you probably got some good stuff under there.
We got some good stuff under there.
I'm gonna send y'all pictures of what Leslie did in our house and the flooring that me and my best friend are putting down.
Well, don't send pictures. Send her.
I was gonna say we don't even need the pictures, bro. She's enlisted. All right, I'm the jerk. I'm not doing nothing anyway.
Thanks,
I got
Santino.
No choice.
All right, love y'all.
Bye. Love, man. Peace.
Santino's like, I'll send my wife if you're not gonna let your wife do it.
At this
I
point,
love it.
The way he spun it really kind of just brought me in full circle. It's like, yeah, man, she's really a ride or die. She's always been a ride or die. She's always gonna be a ride or die.
Yes.
And this is her being a ride or die, no matter how controlled. And like in my head, I want things particularly done. She understands. She knows me, and she's going to be able to embark that vision for me. So, all right,
she's going to hold you down.
I'll
so
stop.
Are your friends, by the way.
You know, I just,
your friends are awesome for offering to come help.
I think
just
they
saying,
didn't have a choice. They were enthralled by the idea of ticking me off.
They were like, "Ooh, he's going to hate this so much.
Let's do it.
We're totally going to do this to DZ."
Mm-hmm.
Well, DZ, you're the jerk.
Whatever.
Okay, I was just reading a text. We're going to ignore this one.
What?
They're saying you should have removed it all before you moved in. I'm like, come on.
You must not have been listening to the
Are
show.
You
there
crazy?
Was there was a saga where we were getting evicted from our previous rental and needed to buy something.
Well, don't
and
say
move
evicted.
Something.
That makes it sound like you didn't pay your rent.
Oh,
the
well,
homeowner moved back and took the house back and said you had to move out of
okay,
a rental.
Because right.
Evicted sounds like you didn't pay your bills.
Nah, we ain't broke, baby.
You didn't get evicted. You didn't get evicted.
Wait, what am I saying? We are broke,
no,
baby.
No.
We are broke.
The homeowner moved back
True,
to Milwaukee fair. And made you move out. That
and
was
somebody,
what happened.
And it's somebody I know,
that
so
we
don't
know.
Get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
I know him too, and I was mad at him. Mm-hmm. I was like, give DZ the house back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Whatever. It worked out for the best.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.